1411. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a quick question. I pick up a rider. He had two bags of the empty bottles earlier, and he was sleeping on the ground at the service shop. And then I picked him up, and he told me he doesn't have a bus fare, and I gave him a courtesy ride. And then somehow when he got off the bus, my bus is all wet, filled up with soda pop. So I put some paper towel all over the floor, but somehow he is at the service shop ready to get back on my bus right now. So should I pick him up or not?
Does he have more bags of cans with him?
Yes, when I picked him up, he was sleeping on the service stop, on the ground, you know, and then he was traveling, trying to catch a courtesy ride, free ride, back and forth, and same bags of the empty bottles in his hand, two bags in a white plastic bags. And right now he's at my front door, and I didn't have my front door open, he's trying to get on my bus again.
All right. We can't, okay, as far as the fare, we can't not give a rider a ride because of the fare. We're informers, not enforcers. So that alone is not why I don't want you to pick him up. I don't want you to pick him up because he's got bags of cans that are leaking, and we cannot have that on the bus. So you need to explain to him that he can ride, but his bottles of cans cannot, because the last time you picked him up, it left a mess on the bus, and it's a safety hazard.
Yes, copy that. I understand. As we are the informer, we're not the enforcer. Again, people doesn't have a bus fare. Normally, we just press the fare eviction button, and that's it. And I will say, and I would say, tell them at their own risk. But again, I think according to climate policy, like you said, if the bags is leaking, there's no way. If I saw his bags is leaking, you know, because it's all over my bus right now, obviously he got off the bus. And if I rip notice the bags is leaking, I have my right to, I don't mind to give him a ride, but not with the bags.
Okay, did you hear anything that I just said to you?
Yeah. You want me to tell him I can offer him a courtesy ride, but not along with his leaking bags?
I didn't even say that you can tell him you can offer him a courtesy ride. I don't want you to mention anything about there. If he walks by you and doesn't pay a dime, don't say anything. Hit the fare evasion button. That's not what this call is about. It's about the leaking bags. I don't want you to put leaking bags on your bus. It is a safety hazard. That's the only conversation that you need to have with this rider, is that you can ride, but your cans can't because they're leaking.
Okay, I will let him know he cannot ride along with his bags because it's leaking, because it's a hazard issue.
Perfect. Thank you. If you have any other issues, please give me a call back. 2206. 1411.
Okay, 1411.
Police is on his way, all right? Yeah, you kick the bus twice, okay? That's a failure now, okay? Camper recording everything. Yes.
1411, I do not want you to engage with the person. I want you to talk to me. Can you close your doors and pull away from that person so that you are away from them?
Yeah, see, I told him the bags is leaking hazard nicely, politely, because the camera is recording everything. And then I told him nicely, he threw the bags off the street, and then I have a rider as a witness. He just threw the bags off the street, and then he kicked the bus like a few times, and then he threatened to kick my ass, you know. And I told him that is, you shouldn't threaten a bus operator. And he just kept being aggressive.
Okay, the proper protocol in this type of situation to keep you and other people safe on the bus is once he threw the cans, as long as he was not on the bus and he was away where you could pull off, close your doors and pull off, go down a couple blocks, and then call dispatch to let me know of the fact that he kicked the bus. Do not engage with him. Do not argue with him. Do not tell him that the cameras are recording. That's doing nothing but instigating the issue. I want you to move the bus up a couple blocks, and then I want you to get out and check for damage and give me a call back.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now.
2209.